bums a dime in your prime. Didn't you? People called, say beware, dawn. You found a fool, you thought they were all just. About everybody that was hanging out. Now you don't talk so loud. Now you don't seem so proud about having to be scrounging your next meal. How does it feel? Just gonna have to get used to it. You said you'd never compromise with the mystery trap, but now you realize he's not selling any alibis. I just stare into the vacuum of his eyes and say,
welcome, my friends. Welcome back to the American Awakening. Thank you for joining us on this Friday night. You are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, not the Democracy Broadcasting Network. Well, here's the conundrum. I'm traveling on the road right now with a friend. We're on the highway. I have 20% battery, about 30 to 40 minutes till I get home, and no way to charge the battery in the car because the lighter is... that thing is malfunctioning. So here, if I happen to lose you all tonight, I want Mike on the board to go to the JFK Secret Society speech. And I'd like to see if Mike could also dig up the Eisenhower, President Dwight Eisenhower's military-industrial complex speech. That would be an interesting one. And if it takes me a few minutes of downtime here, we don't have to stop the show. Mike can come in with a few clips. I would also add maybe the General Wesley Clark where he explains how we're going to take down five Middle Eastern nations and all that stuff. So there's a couple of clips we can go to in case I happen to lose people on the phone tonight. I want to thank you for joining us. We're going to have Gary in Michigan, possibly Chris in Las Vegas if he's available tonight. He's battling the witch's court still. He's not completely a free man. He got out of the situation he was in, which was a nightmarish scenario, fresh out of the FSU, former Soviet Union. No offense against modern Russians who want freedom just as much as we do. But boy, that what went on with Alexander Solzhenitsyn in the Gulag Archipelago was repeated almost to the T with Chris Cave in Las Vegas, our guest host, who may or may not be on tonight, we'll see. But you're all familiar with Chris if you follow this broadcast. Chris is not only competent, he's brilliant. And because he is, and he's filing common law documents with the witch's court, they like to label the constitutionalist as mentally ill and the patriot as a terrorist. And it doesn't always work. I've seen it go not always well for the government, but they usually get their way, especially with the last administration, and unfortunately, the administration that we are suffering under today, because Jeff Sessions, our favorite attorney general, has just announced that asset forfeiture and seizure is going to not only continue, it's going to increase. At least Obushma, Barry Sotero masquerading as Barack Obama, masquerading as a president, at least he was, oh my God, is he doing better things than Trump did? I mean, I hate to say that. It makes me, I don't even want to go there. But would Hillary not be better? Because people would be seeing the tyranny rather than glossing over it and thinking that everything's fine when it's really not. The Bundys are languishing in prison. Tom LaGuevara's languishing in prison. I could go down the list of the guys in Colorado are languishing for putting liens against corrupt judges who violated their oath. There's nothing wrong with that, but of course they turned it into a, you know, threatening a judge type of thing, and those guys, several of them are going through a complete nightmare looking at long prison terms for their activism, for nonviolent activism, victimless crimes. And they're strictly only getting justice from courts that are nothing but unjust. So with that, I'd like to welcome, so anyway, if anything good's happening, it's going to counteract the drug war increasing and the asset forfeiture and seizure increasing and the private prison building industry increasing. I mean, I don't see anything that's even close to counteracting the tyranny that's continuing seamlessly under this new administration. Many things are actually getting worse, according to the attorney. Now, I don't want to be here saying this. I wish I could bring great news that our new administration is not, but we have Donald Caesar, who's got a bunch of Politburo members around him, and they're running roughshod over our freedom. Yesterday, I heard it, him say it himself, you will pay more so everybody can be cared for. That's communism. That's not America. This is a self-doer. So obviously, we have charity to take care of the needy. I'm all for that, and I'll donate my time personally and have. But you don't let the government get involved and call it charity when it's actually communism. Gary Blackwell in Michigan, welcome, my friend. Go ahead, sir. Are you with us, Gary?
Just Chris here.
Hello, Gary. How are you tonight?
Maybe you heard just Chris.
That is Chris I'm hearing. I thought Gary sounded mighty young and spry tonight. That's Chris. The mystery man surfaced. We just called you and got your message machine, but you surfaced, and thank you for joining us, Chris, tonight. What's on your mind? Are you seeing any light at the end of this tunnel, or is it just a freight train coming down?
Well, I'm traveling again, but I'm not for too long tonight. I should be back at the local digs before very long.
That makes two of us.
You're an echo if I don't mute.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard, I'm traveling as well, Chris, so we're going to just do the best we can from on the road tonight. If there's too much background noise, Mike, let me know. And we got Chris in Vegas. And Gary, do we have Gary yet? Are you there, Gary?
Yes, I'm here.
Wonderful. Thanks for joining us. If I happen to fade away or just disappear here tonight, you guys can just continue on with the show. I trust both of you very much, or I wouldn't have you on here in the first place. So if we have any technical difficulties on my end, feel free to take the ball and run with it with a combination of Gary in Michigan, Chris in Las Vegas, and the clips that I mentioned before. So, Gary, how are you tonight? Will you start us off with some commentary on anything you want, and then a prayer? And then I want you to explain the oath that you were talking about, the other oath, and I forget what you called it. But
they're called Nidra oath.
Okay, now, so take your time. I want people enjoy hearing from you.
Can I take a minute to explain the Kol Nidra oath?
You don't
the Kol Nidra oath is an oath.
Take your time.
Okay. The Kol Nidra oath is an oath that most of these big shots and these judges take. And what it is, it's an oath that they take once a year, and it swears off all other oaths that they take. It makes all the other oaths they take null and void. This is a what they call the Kol Nidra oath. And
if I can add to that, Jerry.
Go ahead.
That Kol Nidre, or is another pronunciation for oath, was exposed by Arthur Koestler in his book, The 13th Tribe. And he and his wife, shortly after publishing that book and that particular oath, basically it's an oath of absolution for anything they do to the other than their tribe, or as they call us, the Goy or Goyim, that they can do anything they want to please their evil demon pagan god.
That's definitely 100% correct.
Yeah, liquidation and justification. They liquidate the previous oath, and they justify whatever they want to do with the new oath. And Gary, repeat the name of the oath, and Chris, repeat the name of the book.
The name of the oath is the Kol Nidra Oath. Okay, and the name of the book is?
The 13th Tribe.
Comment on the tribes, Gary, and how they're distributed among the nations at this point.
Well, there's only 12 tribes. The 13th tribe is made up of the Jews that are not of the tribes of Israel. Not one of them are of the tribe of any of the 12 tribes of Israel. The 12
Hey, Jerry?
Yes.
Isn't that those who call themselves Jews but are not, in Rev 2:9 and 3:9, the synagogue of Satan?
Yeah, that's who they are. Yes, sir. You see, the word Jews is really what happened when if you just want to, just a quick resume, if you go back in time, when Cain killed Abel, then Cain went off to the land of Nod. Cain was never the son of Adam. Okay, he was the son of Lucifer through Eve. And he went off to the land of Nod and found himself a wife. And they called him Cajuns, K-A-J-I-N. It's the land of Nod. His children, when he had children, they were called Kenites. And when you look in Scripture, all the way up until about 2 Kings, they were called, the sons and daughters of Cain were called Kenites. Along about in the second book of Kings, they changed the name from Kenites to Jews. So there's where the confusion comes in. But a lot of folks, including a lot of Baptist preachers, which I was excommunicated out of a Baptist church years ago, including preachers, when you ask them who the Canaanites are, they'll tell you they're the sons and daughters of Cain. That's not true. The Cainites are the sons and daughters of Ham. Okay? So they have a mass confusion. They keep us in total confusion all the time. And then you have the proselytes. These are the Israelites who sell their birthright. These are the most dangerous of all the people that walk on the face of this earth. And what he by here in the flesh stated to them, you Jews, you traverse the world to find yourself one proselyte, and when you do, you make them twice the child of hell as you are. So they are the children of hell, but the Israelites who sell their birthright are twice the child of hell as the Jew himself. I didn't make this up. This is what it says in the King James Version of the Scripture. And it reads very clearly. Go ahead.
I have learned that they are what may or more accurately or alternatively be called the Ashkenazi Khazarian Empire, the Khazars, if you will. In fact, whenever you look at the funny spelling of Julius Caesar, or Caesar as we call him, it kind of gives you an inkling that he might be one of those, the Khazarian tribe. And those were from the Caucasus Mountains, and those are those that are light-skinned like we are. And they had very, very... They go back to the ancient Sumer and Babel of Nimrod and Shamiranus. And this is the demonic cult. In fact, I have some personal views that are kind of spiritually guided that whenever they destroyed the Tower of Babel, where they were trying to build to be like unto the gods, that maybe the tribe of the Kenites or the Canaanites, the Khazarian Empire, those who call themselves Jews but are not the synagogue of Satan, didn't lose their original language, but they kept it where the rest of the languages for the other tribes were, in fact, confused. And so there's a misnomer about that to give them a leg up because they were the synagogue of Satan to have some powers of word art language over the rest of us, and that's why a lot of times they're the part of the black robe priest of Baal, the cult of the Bar.
Huh. Enter the witch's court. Fascinating commentary from Chris in Las Vegas and Gary in Michigan. We appreciate you joining us on the American Awakening. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer. I'm sitting in for Mike Herzog. Mike will return. Mike's temporarily busy doing another project, and here I am. So would you please support the network? Don't forget, the truth is here. It's very rarely elsewhere. And I listen to other broadcasts, so I know. Have we tried Lori Anderson yet? Do we have Lori Anderson? Lori, are you there? I don't think we have Lori yet. Lori's had some family time that she needs to spend recently, and so she wants to be back with us as well. And next week's going to be really awesome because I spoke with Lou Jasikoff about doing an interview next week. And I don't want to spoil it by giving all the everything. I want to kind of let him do it, but the overview is Kids for Cash, and which is kind of the big story that he worked down in Pennsylvania, where the judge sold children to the private prison industry for over a million dollars in kickbacks, and that judge is in prison. So he'll give the details.
Judge Civarella.
That's right. Judge Mark Civarella, I believe, is his name. And there's another one. I think his name was Michael Conahan. Civarella, I think, is doing 20 or 30 years, and it was just a nightmarish. This is what happened. This is why the witch's court, the two things that I'm really big on right now, the medical tyranny and the witch's court are the two most dangerous things to people's freedom, to their body, to their personal safety, to their security. I mean, you want to talk about what's the greatest threat to your security right now? It's the government and the corporate government and the corporations with government power, the government corporate. And this is why I've seen Goldman Sachs has infiltrated the Trump administration to the tune of 5 top economic executives, positions, Secretary of the Treasury, Deputy Secretary of the Treasury, Director of Economic Initiatives, Director of the Economic Council, and Bannon, top advisor. Now, do I hear a little background noise, or is that music? Mike, when the music comes in, turn it up nice and loud so I can differentiate. Yeah, what we're going to try to do is have everybody... I'm not sure if it's coming from Gary or Chris, but one of us.
It was a motorcycle that went by rather quickly.
Okay, a motorcycle just passed Chris on the open road. Chris is traveling. Eric the Freedom Screamer is traveling. We're all on the move. We're getting her done here on the RBN Network. You're listening to The American Awakening with Eric, Chris, and Gary. Take us back to where you believe that how do you think things transitioned into what we have today, Chris? Where were some of the highlights in history that would stick out of your mind? Everybody's got a different take on it. What do you see as a turning point?
If you realize that the Masonic tribes, the Mosons, sons of Moloch, Masons as we call them these days, Masons, if you like that better.
The Masons, yep.
Well, when they had such a strong influence in the foundation of this country, there was a secret agenda. And of course, Ralph Epperson's another one that's exposed a lot of this, with Secrets of the Dollar Bill and other books that he's done. A lot of investigative journalists have exposed a lot of these deep... Uh-oh, I hear the music.
We have music? Okay, that means break. Music equals break. Please support the network and support the sponsors of this network. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer sitting in for Mike on the American Awakening. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, and we shall return right after this break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Thank you for joining us. Do Not Back Down. We are pleased to have you all with us tonight on the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is the American Awakening. This is Eric, the Freedom Screamer. I'm joined by Chris in Las Vegas and Gary in Michigan. We really value their input. Having some very stimulating discussion tonight about ancient history, the scriptures, different cults that developed out of churches and institutions, and I really value, so you guys, Chris and Gary, if you have anything to say, you say it. I don't want you to be short or brief. People hear enough of me. I want to hear what you guys have to say as well. But I want to remind people that this broadcast stands on Psalms 94:16. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Now, when I hear that, that's, first of all, very rarely does God repeat himself. who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Let me clarify, in case you didn't get that. Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? That's a call to activism. That's why this broadcast stands on activism. Getting something done, even if it's just make phone calls, send emails, and put public pressure, bring the light from all the states of the union to bear on any case that you seem to take an interest in. Pick a cause. Do something. Go ahead, Gary. Or Chris.
This is Chris. I was going to tell you,
It's not for the faint of heart. You have to be a very strong spirit and have a strong faith in the Creator to take up this role of vindicating the rights for the least sophisticated and fighting against these principalities of evil, Psalms 91:1. There is a toll to be paid for it. When you start trying to fight up against the corruption of the principalities of evil, they will launch all their arrows of assault against you and try to destroy you by any means or schemes they find to be necessary or proper or even lustfully satisfying to satisfying your evil demon god, Ha-Shatan, or Satan as we know him, or Lucifer.
Gary, what's your take on the synagogue of Satan? How does it manifest itself to this day?
Well, I agree with what Chris is saying there. But when we do the will of the Father, and one of the things that I've learned over the years, along with the groups of people, that if and when we would decide to bring back the laws of our Father, the Creator, then we would live safely in the land, and these people would be routed out a long time ago. But since I was a young child, and I'm 82 now, I heard nothing from the churches, whether it be Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterians, whatever they were. I heard nothing from the church pulpits, but the law has been done away with. Well, this is about the silliest thing that I have ever come on at once I start reading and studying scripture for myself. And I'm not educated in Bible schools or anything, but I can read, and you know, it's like reading a ruler. You know, there's rules and there's laws in here that you don't have to have a Phi Beta Kappa degree. You just have to have an understanding of what the Holy One of Israel had for his people. He said he only come to the lost sheep of the house of Jacob Israel. That's who he came to. And he sent his disciples to the lost sheep of the house of Jacob Israel. And we as a people, Israelite people, who most people don't know they're Israelites, they think they're Gentiles, which Gentile is nothing more than a nation in Scripture, or nations, and then they call us Goyims, and they really get a bang out of that and laugh because we don't know what that is. Well, a Goyim is a cattle of the field, so we have this hangover, but we don't follow the Scriptures. The Baptist Church, they excommunicated me, did that because I thought that the resting of the land was part of what the Father wanted us to do. And anyone who wants to have a great fun time, read chapter 25 of the chapter of Leviticus, out of the book of Leviticus. It'll explain everything. If that would be the most wonderful time for all the men and women and the children of Israel to get together and be able to rest the land in the seventh year. And here comes the music.
Fascinating. Thank you, Gary. Hold that thought. I want you to explain a little bit about Leviticus when we come back and give an overview and dig in deep if you'd like. This is the American Awakening. It is the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer. Thank you to Gary and Chris, and thank you to all the listeners. Please support the network, won't you? Don't forget to do it on a monthly basis. It keeps the truth flowing.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET2, Silent Salesman App at appsapart.com. That's APPSAPART.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite. A seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the American Awakening. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Please support the network and support the sponsors. Those Extendivites sound really good. And AR Outfitters, that sounds really cool. So buy from the people who support this network, or just call off and cut a donation. Support the network directly. If you enjoy what you hear, show it. Please show it and keep us up and running. We have Gary and Chris with us tonight. Very interesting commentary. Gary, would you care to pick up, give some insight on the portion of Leviticus that you were suggesting people look into?
Okay, I'm ready. I think if we just look at the first couple verses, it would give us a little opening which says, "And he said, in Yodivai he spoke unto Moses in Mount Sinai, saying, speak unto the children of Israel," which means the sons and daughters of Jacob, "and say unto them, when ye come into the land which I give you, then shall the land keep a Sabbath unto Yadivahi. Verse 3 says, 6 years thou shalt sow thy field, and in the 6 years thou shalt prune thy vineyard and gather in the fruit thereof. But in the seventh year shall be a Sabbath of rest unto the land, a Sabbath for Yadivahi. thou shalt neither sow thy field nor prune thy vineyard. And it goes on and on about that. Then there's one other thing in Leviticus is highlight. Yeah, I've got it highlighted here. And this is, has to do with usury. In the same chapter, in verse 20 and verse 36, he then take no usury of him or increase, but fear thy father, Yadivahi, that thy brother may live with thee. Thou shalt not give him thy money upon usury, nor lend him thy victuals for increase. I am Yadivahi, your father, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt to give you the land of Canaan and to be your father, Yadivahi. You see, if these people who call themselves the chosen ones, they're the ones that own all the banks. They're the ones that set up the usury, you see. And some time ago when I was very young and going through my apprenticeship program, I had to write a big letter for a well document, and I chose usury. And we proved that seven ways but up, there is no course for usury. Where does the increase come from? The only increase that increases anything is labor. Okay? Labor. And the Father said a man is worth his labor. So with that, I would yield back to Chris. Any comments he would have with this, but it's an exciting, exciting chapter from the standpoint that not only would the land rest, we would get to rest, and we would see things. Being an organic farmer, we did rest a couple pieces of land, but we didn't rest the whole country here. We rested a couple pieces. We saw some great results in the land structure and in the production. We can go into that a little bit later sometime. But Chris, go ahead.
Chris, Gary, Chris, hold that thought. Gather up some commentary on what Gary was just talking about. And while you're putting that together, I'd like Gary to explain to our listeners why he calls the name of the Lord Yodi, the creator, Yodivahi. Gary, could you speak that slowly and break it down why the word Yahweh is close, but Yodivahi is actually the most accurate description of the name of God? Gary?
The best of my knowledge, the Yodivahi comes from the Paleo-Hebrew. And when you look in the scriptures that are out here, there'll be a capital Y, capital H, capital V, and capital H again. Yod-He-Vah-He. That is his holy name, and has not changed. And that comes from the tetragrammation, and that this is where it comes from. You can use Yahweh, but Yahweh, sometimes they spell it Y-A-H-W-E-H, and sometimes they spell it with an A-H on the end. Yah, okay? But that is his given name in the Paleo-Hebrew, because he says, I am that I am. He's not 10 names. He says, I am that I am. When Moses says, who should I tell him who sent me? He says, the great I am that sent you. And he uses
singular.
That. He uses that about 30 times in the Old Testament, I am, or maybe more.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
fascinating.
It's nothing
fascinating,
to be,
Chris.
We're not bragging about the use of the name. It just, we need to humble ourselves, okay, and bend our knee to our Father Yod-He-Vah-He, okay. I try not to make any issues about it, that because you use that word makes you more religious, more smart.
Right.
This is not a religion that we're dealing with. This is our Father. Word to the house of Israel. You can go through chapter after chapter, and he's only applying this is to the 12 tribes of Israel. And when he comes back in the book of Revelations, in chapter 21, where he creates a new heaven and earth, he points out the fact that he's coming to the lost tribes of Israel, the lost 12 tribes. He's not coming to a whole group of people. He says, "I'm coming to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." And if you're not purity in your race, well, that's a problem between you and the Creator. And it is not for me, and I stay away from these subjects. I don't go into any of the subjects about what he's going to do with other races. Okay, he created them. He's got a place to take care of it. But he also separated Israel out, the sons and daughters of Jacob, for a purpose. We are his servants. Nothing more, nothing less, nothing great. We are his servants. No matter what capacity we operate in, he calls us his servants.
Great points, no, especially, yeah, we're not laying claim to that the name of God has to be that if people find your own way. We're just trying to get to the truth and to be as accurate as possible. Chris?
Well, I was going to say, I really admire Gary because he, much like myself, has studied this on his own and come to these conclusions on his own study. We have obviously listened to others along the way, but you won't learn this stuff in Sunday school because these 501c3 churches of mammon will not teach you these things. And when we understand that most of these religions, L-E-G-I-O-N, of men, where they try to assume and associate them with the mantle or the powers of God, or gods, or demon gods, as the case may be. In fact, Zionism, which is the fake Israel, by Theodore Herzl, the father of Zionism, who basically are trying to pose themselves as believing in the same God that we do, but I assure you they have other gods that they revere much higher than we do ours, and they are very, very deep in their study, although they will try to give us the illusion that we believe in the same God.
Is that the Herzl that was related to the labor, what was it called, the Labor Zion Party or whatever in Germany that basically sold the Jews out to the Nazis?
Well, when you understand that the Nazi Party was the former old Bolshevik Party, I think there's more meaning in that, and maybe they misspelled it a little bit to throw us off. These are the same people, those who call themselves Jews, but are not, that are of the synagogue of Satan in Rev 2.9 and 3.9. The Luciferian Satan, or HaShatan, as they like to call him. It's very deep, and we're not taught these things in these so-called Judeo-Christos mythos synagogues of Satan and their so-called semi-Christian versions of mythological illusions that they try to lead us down the path of deception, being children of the great deceiver.
Gary?
Yeah, I want to read a verse at the end of chapter 25, verse 55 is the last verse in that chapter. It's in the Olivai is speaking. He says, "For unto me the children of Israel are servants. They are my servants, whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt." And the father thereof. Okay, I am right there. He says, "I am." I am the father, Yodivahi, your father, okay? They put a lot of this word Lord and God in there in the meantime, but this is the... So no matter where we sit, how much knowledge we have, we are not the Lord over anybody at all, shape or form. We are just servants. And if you're called to be a servant, to witness in the scenario that of the truth of our Father, that is what it's about. And
absolutely.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, somebody please tell that to the witch's court that's holding the Bundys and Tom LaGuevara, and just the list of people is too long to mention in the time we have of all the patriots that have been scooped up in this modern patriot roundup of 2017. In 2016, it just went into absolute hyperspace overdrive as soon as this new administration came in. And the attorney general's complimenting the prosecution in the Bundy case, and he's talking about making the drug war bigger and talking about asset forfeiture and seizure increasing. And it's just, we have domestic tyranny that's just plowing along like a giant freight train at 150 miles an hour. while the distractions overseas and the distraction with the FBI and the testimony on this and the Russia, look at Russia, look at evil Russia, great. Boy, whenever the corporate prostitute media and the corporate government start trash-talking another nation, for it, they're probably good. And whenever they start talking, whenever they're talking about the great this or the our buddies there, that, they're probably really bad. It's almost just look at do the opposite. If they say go left, go right, you know, it's pretty obvious that we're being taken down the and who's the father of lies and deceit is Satan. There's a spiritual force behind all these people. That's why this goes back so far. And the same type of thing continues to this day. I know for, well, as close to a fact as I would say without myself being there personally, piles of circumstantial evidence so high it can't be denied that the Luciferian agenda and the Luciferian practices and the Luciferian masses and worships of multiple different kinds, when they have certain goals that they want to achieve, they have different set of ceremonies, so to speak, for whatever they're trying to accomplish. And we can go down that rabbit hole later. But it still runs right through to this day. I mean, once again, there's only one group of people that wear black robes, and that's Satanists and Luciferians. What are judges in our courts of justice doing wearing black robes? It's absolutely bizarre, and people have become comfortable with it. They've become so conditioned and so preoccupied with just getting through life, and I can understand. I have to do it as well. Got to pay the bills. You got to worry about the immediate things. Stay alive, stay clean, and be productive, and yet still be politically active and come out and get educated. It's not easy. It takes a lot of drive and determination. So if you value what you hear from Chris and Gary and all the other talk show broadcasters on this network, you know them all. They're all great. They're all doing really wonderful work, and none of us are getting rich on this. Barely, you know, I mean, most of us don't get paid at all, depending on if we have a product to sell or a website to promote that has advertisers that can help. But the smaller outfits like myself and others that are strictly focused on activism, we're not trying to monetize our operation here. We want to get the truth out. So, you know, we hope we turn to you, the listener, to support the network, to support the broadcasters, and to support the RBN network itself. So we try to bring you as much as we can with, and it's up to you people to support it if you wish it to continue. And tell John Stantmiller what you like and what you don't like, and we want the marketplace to dictate what goes on. There's no Julius Caesar here telling us what we will do. I did see one with the United States Politburo, Donald Caesar, up there saying, you will. Not we may. You will pay more so everybody can be cared for. Lovely, right back into communism. Oh, joy. And now we had Sessions, I think it was just today or yesterday, talking about the asset forfeiture and seizure increasing. And that's really sickening because and you know what his justification is? Well, people don't challenge it in the courts. So, I mean, Jesus, oh, great. We have to have a government that is allowed to steal from the people, and we have to go into the witch's court and spend thousands of dollars on attorneys like Jeff Sessions to try to get us off get our money back. If we're, especially, I mean, most of the stuff that's taken is from people who are not drug dealers. They're not criminals. They're innocent people like your average listener to this show who doesn't mean anybody any harm. They get sucked into the system, usually because they're in a Patriot database. But hey, that's the best place to be. Jesus said, be ye hot or be ye cold, but do not be lukewarm. It's because that's even worse. Join the enemy, join the freedom, truth, righteous, liberty, whatever you want to call it, Jesus movement. And if otherwise, you know, be cold, be the enemy. Don't flop around in the middle and do nothing and let it happen. I mean, that's what this country is mostly populated by, is people who don't care. So patriots, rise up and do as much as you can. Solutions, pass out jury nullification flyers. That'll immunize you from, if you get your community really hip to jury nullification and you're in a patriotic place, you're immunized against being dragged into the witch's court for some idiotic victimless crime statutory violation. This is protection for you. When you pass out those jury nullification flyers, it helps everybody who's immediately on trial. It helps you all in the future, the person passing out the flyer, because that's going to come around. That one person that circles around to might be on your jury if you ever have to go into the witch's court. Any comments on any of this, Gary and Chris? Turn it over to you guys.
if you don't mind, Eric, I found a very intriguing book at my Goodwill store yesterday called By Way of Deception. Of course, that we know, for those of us who do our due diligence, that the motto of Mossad, the Mossadimites, the children of Shem, or Sham, as the case may be, these Mossadimites, their motto is, by deception we shall do war. And this is what they've operated. They're always framing the blame on the victim. That's exactly what they've done in my case. They try to mirror, reflect, or deflect the 25 Rules of Disinformation by Joseph Dobell. I hear a little music in the background. It sounds like another break.
We have music. That means we have break. Please stay with us on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You're listening to The American Awakening. This is Eric with the Freedom Screamer sitting in for Mike Herzog. Mike will return. I'm with Gary and Chris tonight. Stay with us. We'll be back right after this break. Please support the network, won't you? Don't forget to do it on a regular basis.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to The American Awakening. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Please support the network. I'm sitting in for Mike Herzog. I have Chris and Gary with us tonight. I think if our caller's still there, I apologize for making you wait, but I wanted Chris and Gary to get their take on it because it's absolutely fascinating and it brings up more conversation. So, George in Texas, are you still there? If you are, I'd like to have you on. If not, feel free to call back.
Hello?
Hey, George, thanks for waiting, my friend. We really appreciate it.
Well, just going back to what we were talking about, the Sons of Cain, You know, the thing is, you look, you know, back in Genesis, you know, God cursed Cain, saying he won't be able to produce anything from the ground. And you look at the Jewish people that were kicked out of, I think, over 200 countries over the centuries. They never produced nothing, but they're parasites. They parasite all people. They, you know, they steal, they rob, they're very dishonest. And Israel, they don't produce anything. And, you know, if Abraham grows back from the dead, you know, I think he'd be pretty upset if all he had this little land called Israel. When he said, when God promises his seed will multiply like the stars in the sky and the sands on the seashore, and that he'd be the father of multitude of nations, not just one slither of land. And you look at, you know, the Muslim invasion into Europe, you know, I consider that we are the true blood Israelites, and, you know, the Jewish people are trying to destroy God's people by mixing the race. And, you know, that's what this Muslim invasion's about, trying to destroy God's true seed.
Well, you know, I think God wanted to have separate races, but getting along with each other. Gary, you want to take this one?
What's the gentleman's name in Texas?
George.
George, you're 100% correct in my thinking. This is my belief system, that the ideal thing that they're trying to do is our Father promised us this. He said, there will always be a remnant of Israel on the face of this earth, my chosen ones, my chosen people.
Well,
and
you know,
what the enemy is out here in their capacity doing, they're trying everything they can from every direction to eliminate that remnant. And if they're successful in eliminating that remnant, well, then they've made the Father, the Creator, a liar. And, of course, he's got lots to say about liars, especially in the book of Revelation.
Well,
okay?
You know the thing about Jeff Sessions and his asset forfeiture? You know, I really think Donald Trump wants to fire him, because I really think it was a bad choice. And really, I would suggest that Donald Trump would appoint former congressman and former federal prosecutor Bob Barr to be the AG, because I think he's more liberty-minded, as well as going after corruption. We don't need any taxes.
Better choice.
What's that?
That would be a much better. Yeah, that I kind of used to like Jeff Sessions, just kind of watching him peripherally and occasionally. And now that I see what I mean, it's just god awful. So Barr would be better. Gary, Chris.
Well, if you don't mind my observing, Jeff Sessions appears to be trying to rival his predecessor, Loretta Lynch Mob, the queen of asset forfeiture, and I think Jeff Sessions is trying to go for king of asset forfeiture. And it's really just theft by deception is all it is.
Hey, Chris, hold that thought. Caller George, hold right there. Gary is with us tonight. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer sitting in for Mike Herzog. Please support the network, won't you? It keeps the truth flowing. Do it regularly. It doesn't have to be much. If you do it on a steady basis, it makes a big difference. Thank you, people, and stay with us. We'll see you right again back after this break.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
This is RBN, The Republic Broadcasting Network.